Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I think this is episode 392. 392. I think last episode I was saying it's 490. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm sitting here. It's Christmas Eve. I've been meaning to get to doing one more podcast, and I just been busy, dude. I was actually supposed to do this podcast maybe like an hour ago, but then I got caught up doing some other things, and I was gonna do those things while I was podcasting, but I started doing one thing, and I told myself, fuck, I can't multitask. I don't want to have too much dead air today. I don't want to just be doing this. Sorry, guys, I'm writing something, you know? I don't want silence. I just want... not even an hour. I don't even know. I think I have time for an hour. I have just enough time to do an hour of podcasting. And then once that hour is up, I have to shave my face. I have to take a shower. I've got the hymns in my head right now. Let me feel that here. Yep, it's seeping in. And my hair's been looking pretty good lately. The hair, it's working, you know? I don't have to go bald just yet. I think at this rate, I hope I could go the rest of my life with hair, you know? Like if I just hold on to what I've got and nothing falls out and the follicles stay healthy, okay, I'll be really happy being fucking 70, 80 years old with the head of hair that I have, but I'm just being realistic. I seen my Facebook memories show up and my hair just looked so much more full. I didn't know what I had. You know, now I'm trying to know what I have because I don't want to look back 10 years later and see a video of me at, or a picture of me at 31 and be like, oh, my hair looked good. And then I'm over here, 31, tripping about my hair, whatever. So I don't want to kill myself. I don't want to kill myself. I'm handling the seasonal depression all right. I'm dodging it, you know? I'm fucking Floyd Mayweathering this fucking seasonal depression. It's going around. Some people aren't happy. And I don't know what to do about it. I'm drinking a coffee. I just had a whole bottle of water. We're about to crack open another one. Let's get some more. And I'm sitting in this chair. My wife hates this chair. And it's my... She never sits in it. It's like my version of a computer chair, I guess is what it would be. But it's like... It doesn't really recline. It just has one setting. I feel like it's kind of got... Maybe it could recline or something. I don't know. It's soft. It feels comfortable. I learned how to play the guitar on this chair. I've had this chair for like 6 years. I love it. And she hates it. She always just thinks I need a better one. She says it's rinky-dink. But I got no complaints. I still remember getting this chair. I saw it on the road on the way home from work. And it was raining. And I think I drove home with it just in my car with the trunk open in rain. And I love it. My fucking living room coffee table I also found on the street. It's like a... It's like a mirror. It's like a low table. It's a mirror. It's really nice. And that's what's going on with me. Just, I opened some Christmas gifts. Today's Christmas Eve, like I mentioned earlier. And we've got a lot of shit to do. My wife is of the Latina descent, so they celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve. And I'm white, so I spend Christmas... on Christmas Day. And it works out. It works out. We spend one day with her family. We spend one day with mine. But we decided yesterday, let's just have our Christmas to get. Let's open our gifts. I'm so glad we did it. I think we're going to keep doing that moving forward. because I didn't want to wait. I think usually we wait until everything's all said and done until we start opening gifts for each other. But then we're all tired and shit. I want to do it like fresh. You know, I always say, I mean, there's no right or wrong way to do a relationship, except for, you know, you probably shouldn't fucking abuse anybody. But on paper, you know, there might be some things that you think is the right way, but to other people it's not. But for me, how I approach my relationship, even before I even got in this relationship, I always just kind of had this game plan in my head. Like, I don't give a fuck about your family, you know? Like, that shit is just extra. You got a good relationship with your family? Great. That makes things a little bit smoother. But it's always been, it's like, I'm not here for your fucking family. I'm here for you. And that's kind of how it is, how it should be for me. It's all extra. Everything we're doing is extra. But I always, you know, I put that person first. And I like how we put each other first before, you know, and we open gifts in the privacy, just me and her, raw reaction. And we're fresh in terms of, you know, we're not tired from seeing all the other family and the fucking chaos. And I'm sorry if I sound like a bad attitude about it, but I'm a fucking guy, all right? I'm a straight fucking guy, and I'm gonna give it to you straight. That's just how it is. We don't give a fuck, dude. My friends, they give fucking gift cards to the same family members. I mean, obviously it's the same family, but they give the same fucking gift cards, $20. Here you go, mom. Here you go, brother. Here you go, sister. $20. Go crazy for like 10, 15 years. All right. That's just how guys are. All right. They're not so creative. They're not so emotional. They're not so, oh, look at the colors. Look at the lights. Oh my God. Look at oh my God. Oh my God. They put up a Grinch inflatable. Oh my God. I've seen that movie. That's so cute. They spent $100 on that. No. Okay. We fucking get our hands dirty. We do the heavy lifting. You know, I got a friend. He's always at the gym. He could bench fucking 3 plates or whatever, but God forbid, you know, you put up the Christmas lights, now their back hurts. Oh, I don't want to do this. But you can run a fucking 7-minute mile, but they don't want to do shit. And that's me, too. Well, I can't run. I don't think I can run a 7-minute mile right now, to be honest. Maybe if I really apply myself, but like right now, fresh, I feel like I'm a burnout. Hold on, I got a text message. Let me just see here. Anywho, don't want to kill myself, but I'm handling it, you know? If I did want to kill myself, I'd probably be having, like, the biggest attitude right now with how things are going. One of the things that I was doing that prolonged the recording of this podcast is I was writing a prayer. I have had the privilege and honor to do a prayer at my girl's or my in-law's house. And I've never even done the prayer at my own house. They always give the prayer duties to the fucking more successful cousins of mine. And I mean, I didn't want to do it. I was like, I don't want to do it. I think I'm going to say something stupid. I'm going to say something smart. And they're like, that's fine. I was like, damn, they're really giving me this fucking power, bro. So I wrote 4 pages. I wrote down 4 pages. I tried to not keep that. It's pretty ridiculous. It is pretty ridiculous. I put a Larry June quote in there from Uncle Herm. And I mentioned, like, here's a stupid, I mentioned the Raiders in this prayer. You know, I learned that the biggest lesson that God has given us was patience and understanding. Just like how you have to be patient with the Raiders and understand that they're going to go to the Super Bowl in 2027 with enough patience and understanding. So that's just some ridiculous. It's 4 pages, like I said. I'm not going to read it. And yeah, it's just full of fucking satire. I can't help it. I can't. I warned you. I said I don't think I can do this. And here I am, not doing it correctly. So that's it. Yeah, the year's coming to an end. I cannot complain. Nothing too bad has happened. just like in the celebrity world, you know? Charlie Kirk got shot in the fucking chest, neck, or whatever. I think I mentioned that earlier. I don't know if you guys know that, but it's like, I'm glad it was him and not somebody actually fucking close to me, you know? Like, let the world worry about that and figure it out. But if I just turn my phone off, I'm not going to think about it. I'm not really going to, you know? I didn't break a bone. I didn't get injured. I think my biggest injury this year might have been my fucking shoulders. And it was just me being kind of stupid, if I really think about it. Not training smart. I was punching the bag, but I was kind of going hard. No gloves, just straight fucking knuckles, just bones to my hard bag. And I was just blasting that bitch. And how many months ago was this? This is like, it's probably like August. Yeah, and I think when that happened, that's when I started kind of like slowing down with like the benching a little bit. But I remember this specific day, I was blasting the punching bag. And then I went to the gym and I started benching. And I didn't even do like much. I don't know. I thought I had a proper workout. This is a few months ago, so I don't really remember exactly how it went. But if I remember correctly, you know, I wanted to get 185, like rep 185 for just a few reps. And I don't know if I even did like 4 or something. But I just like pushed it. And then the next day, my shoulder was fucking hurting. Both of my shoulders have kind of been giving me pain throughout the year, and they kind of like take turns. But to be honest, right now where I'm at, I'm good. It was worse than where it's at. I just feel like right now, I think I'm fully healed. And now it's up to me to just correctly strengthen my shoulders. I've got my mic on a stand here. Hold on. My, what do you call it? What is this? My phone, what I'm podcasting on. I've got it on a stand. And actually, I want to do some rear delt exercises. I didn't preface this or whatever, but I will be getting up during this podcast. I don't think I can sit still for a full hour if I'm going to give you a full hour, and I don't think it's the healthiest thing for me. So I need to get some movement in. And yeah, I'm not 100% sure. It's just an idea. I'm not a physical therapist or like a professional fitness person or whatever, but I think my rear delts, if I work on the rear delts, maybe that could help me with my shoulders. I think. And that could be like an extra gear that's added to my body in terms of benching 225. And lately I've been looking in the mirror and I'm like, damn, my rear delts are they're kind of unproportionate to everything else in my body. And I feel like if I kind of got like, you know, my upper back, and just like my back looks fine, but at first I used to be really focused on the lats. And I still am, and it's a little discouraging that the growth is not where I want it to be. Sorry if you can't hear me, I'm a little further away. Just moving my chair here. I like this chair, man. This is a chair that my wife doesn't like. I never see her sit on this bitch. Maybe that's why she doesn't like it. She doesn't know how good it is. What was I saying? Rear delts. And my lats. Yeah, it's just, maybe I just don't have good genetics with it. But of course I could be working harder on my lats. I always, when I do like pull-ups and stuff, I try to go wide, and then the lat pull-downs, I try to, you know, I put some work in. I'm not really seeing much results, physically with how I look, but the strength is, you know, the strength is there. And I'm not like crazy strong or anything, but yeah, I saw these, like what is the closest thing that I do to the lats? It's probably the reverse fly on the machine. Like, you know how you have like the pec fly, then I do the reverse where you do reverse cowboy or whatever, cowgirl. That's probably it. And then maybe some, I used to do like the just flies with the dumbbells, but I seen something about how that's not good for you. But now I saw this, I've watched his videos before. It's called Athlenex or something like that.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like that, it's kind of like an old unk, better hair than me, but he looks jacked, and he introduced this exercise. Like there's like two exercises that you need. Oh fuck. And there was one I'm kind of forgetting. All I know is that there's one that I'm about to go do right now, but I don't know what the second one is. I think it was the row machine. And then I've got these 10-pound dumbbells, not too heavy, but this is kind of like a smaller muscle that I'm working out. So I'm going to try these flies. But it's kind of like, it's a weird, I don't even know how to explain it, but I'm going to go for just like 10. I'm going to do like 10, 8, 6, but maybe if I'm feeling good, maybe I'll just do 3 sets of 10. But let's see, really focus in here and like get that range of motion and moving my shoulder in that awkward position, which I hope and feel like it should help with like my stability with bench press. So let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That feels good. I'm feeling it. 6, 7. Oh, 3 more. Ooh. 8. 9, 10. Yes, that felt good. Ooh, that felt good. The sun is out. That one felt good, man. I think I could do 3 sets of 10. I felt it a little bit in my neck. I was on the phone with my wife yesterday, and she was driving and she was doing like, she was like going out of a back, she's like backing up or something out of her parking spot. You know how you use like one arm? It's kind of like doing a U-turn, like the wax on, wax off motion. She was doing that. And then she said she felt like her shoulder spaz out. Like it went from like her shoulder to her fucking jaw. And I was thinking like, dude, that's happened to me before as well. That's happened to me as well. It happened to me a lot. I thought I was having a stroke. It was not like on my left side. And just like randomly, I would get this like pinched nerve or something. And like my arm to like my trap, I would just like feel this spaz. And so, I don't know, but it hasn't happened to me lately. Thank God. I'm happy about that. But when it was first happening, I thought I was having a fucking stroke or something. I thought there was something wrong. I thought it feels like being electrocuted almost. And I have been electrocuted before. So I know how that feels. I plugged something in and then had my fingers touching the metal prongs on the plug, and being electrocuted kind of just feels like, I mean, I don't know the voltage or how strong that is compared to like, of course, being struck by lightning is probably different, but touching the prongs on the plug, it feels like a really strong vibration. That's what it felt. That's what it felt like. And that's kind of what it felt like when my shoulder spazzed out. But I just think like, what if you get that feeling and it just doesn't stop? That's where I'm like, dude, I'm having a stroke or something. I think, I don't know what having a stroke is actually supposed to feel like. I feel like I should look that up. So when it happens, I know. Let's do another 10. Let's back out. 10. Ah, I kind of felt like one of my shoulders kind of pop a little bit. And that's something that's been happening with me lately. My shoulders just fucking pop. It feels like... Oh, I just cracked. It just feels like, I don't know. It might like pull out of the socket or something. I've had that happen to me driving too. I was driving a fucking Walmart big rig. And I was turning it, or like I was hitting the shifter. And I just felt like my shoulder just fucking came out and went in real quick. And I was like, ooh, don't want that happening a lot. So, yeah, I don't know. What else is going on with me, huh? Oh, I ordered... I'll say one thing, and then I'll go to my last little set here. I ordered... what's it called? Independent trucks. I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast, but I've never had independent trucks before. I've had... These are all the trucks I've had. I've had silver... I think silver was the first real truck that I had. They were white. I landed my first kickflip on those. I probably learned shove-its on those and everything. I kept them tight. I don't think I ever messed with the bushings or the kingpin. So, yeah. Silver, and then I think I like traded them in or something for some used Ventures. Which are not good. I remember I really wanted Ventures as a kid. I thought they looked cool. I kind of like the like triangular, the boxiness look to it. And that V just looked cool. So I got some used Ventures, but I realized years later, like many years later, probably recently, like a year ago or two, that they weren't the stock Venture bushings in them. They were fucking, they were Destructo bushings in Venture trucks. So whatever. So then after that, I kept that for many years. I think I landed my first tray flip on that. And then I had a, what is it called? I bought a complete from Tilly's once. It was a girl complete. It had Royal trucks. Those were okay. I jumped a 5-stair with those Royal trucks. And then after Royal... I took a break. I took a very long break from skating, like 6-7 years. 6-7! And then, there's these kids in the neighborhood that keep telling me to yell out 6-7, and it took me months to finally do it, and they fucking lost their shit. Anywho, so then after that, I got back into skating, and then my best friend, my BF, AJ, let me have his Thunders. He gave me my first pair of Thunders. That's another truck that I really wanted growing up, was Thunders. So I finally got those, and that's when the itch started. That is for sure when the itch started. And I'm kind of pretty loyal to Thunders. I've learned that I really like them. And then so after that, I got like some Hollows. Not the Hollow Lights, just regular like Hollow Kingpin. Great truck. And then I got some Slappies, also a great truck, just the bushings are a little eh. A lot of people don't like the Thunder bushings, but I like them. I like how they look, and I like how they feel, and even when they crack and stuff, I'm kind of all right with it. It's kind of fun to blow out Thunder bushings and just kind of rock with it. That's just me. And so I had these inverted kingpin Slappies. Really liked them. I think it was my first 8.5 truck. And I didn't touch it. I just left it stock straight out the box. Skated it. Took out the bushings. I for sure blew them out. I feel like doing Slappy grinds blow out your bushings. Just that like that quick change of pressure will crack a bushing. The only thing that happened to my Thunders is that my Hollow ones... The kingpin nut just came loose out of nowhere, and I never did anything to it. I just skated it. I think it was like the back one or something. It was pretty weird. But then I tightened it back up and nothing happened. They're good. So then now I got the inverted Hollow Thunders. I like them. They're a little tight. They're a little tight, but I can't complain. They're cool. And so, yeah, and now I've got Independence coming in. And I'm still trying to, like, figure out what kind of setup I want, you know? So, yeah, just trying to figure that out. And, yeah. Okay, let's do this last 10. That was kind of a minute. All right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Very nice. Oh, shit. Very, very nice. So, I mean, if this is like a real workout or something, I'd probably throw some pull-ups and push-ups in there, but I'm all right. I'm not really in the mood to just be huffing and puffing on the podcast like that. Whew. So, how much time we got here? We got like a good 35 minutes left or something like that. The slappy trucks, I will say, are so much better for no slides. I want to grind that axle down, or that base plate. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of skating so much. It's just because I have all my gear and shit in front of me. So let's talk about something important, like life, huh? Life's good. Life's good. I've been looking. I wrote my prayer in this journal, and I've had this journal since 2012. So it's been about 13 years of having this journal. And I wrote in here, I had deja vu actually. I had deja vu of me writing this prayer down. And I don't know, man, that's just me. I like to keep things for a long time. Like, this book is all worn out and stuff, but I like to genuinely think I take care of my stuff. It's just that they get really old. And when things get old, I don't know, it just shows like history that I put in work on this or whatever. So I've had this for 13 years. The first page, let me read this to you guys. I don't know. This is from probably September of 2012, like right when I graduated high school. The very first, there was this guy in high school that he just became a bully out of nowhere. I don't know what it was. I don't know what I did. He was having mental problems or something. I have no idea. But first entry, I had a dream. I punched so-and-so in the face at the movies. It was awesome. Everyone in the theater laughed, and I went outside getting ready to fight him, but he didn't come out. I was in the theater looking for my friends, but I couldn't find them. I was thinking of the fucking restaurant In-N-Out. I went in and out the theater like 5 times. My friend said this girl, so I think that was just a dream, and then I moved on. My friend said this girl thought I was cute, but I had a bad personality. I think that's bullshit. I was nice to her. I feel like I don't get as much attention as I deserve. I'm supposed to be at a party, but the faggot didn't give me the address, so I'm writing this. I'm so bored. I miss high school. This is like literally 4 or 5 months after high school. I thought college would be fun, but it's not. Everyone in my classes could be my mom or dad. It's weird. If anyone is wondering why I'm writing in this, it's because it's for my English class, and I'm not a faggot. Filling in the last 2 lines with nonsense because I've got nothing. So that was my first entry in here. And I've learned that, hold on, what's my hand smell? Let's drink some coffee. I've learned that I didn't fill out the back pages for a lot of these. So there's way more space. So I kind of want to like do a reflection and just put a date here, reflection.
reflection. Today is the 24th, 25. Good first entry. Why does it smell in here? Cheekies. Cheekies. I'm scared my dog's dead. She's breathing.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, we... Cheekies. Cheekies. Oh, she's up. All right. Just checking on you, girl. Just checking on you.
Handwriting is still... same. LOL.
If anything, my handwriting is fucking worse than it is now, but I think I'm just like in such a rush and don't care. Yeah, it just smelled bad out of nowhere. It smelled like death. I was like, did my dog just fucking die right here on the podcast? Jeez. She's all right. My dog lost a tooth the other day. And I'm thinking, like, should I take her to the vet to get antibiotics or something? Or she's gonna, because I've been seeing videos, like, you know, if you have, like, rotten tooth or something, it can go to your brain or heart. But the tooth is gone, but maybe the infection's there. I don't know. I'm just hoping. My dog is like a Honda Civic. It could run without oil, you know. She's all right. She's strong. And that's what I'm, you know, I'm trying not to think too much into the future. But it's like, if I were to get another dog, I kind of want, like, another Honda Civic dog. I don't really want, like a foreign dog, you know? Like, I don't want, like, a BMW of a dog, which would be, like, a French bulldog or something. I don't know. It's just, sometimes it's not even about, like, the money. And sometimes it's just, like, the time and then the emotional tax. That, oh, my fucking dog is sick. I gotta do this. And I don't really want that. They don't really want that. They're cute, you know, like a French bulldog or a regular English bulldog. I've had one. And it's just, I don't know. I've experienced it enough to where I just kind of want to enjoy them from afar. And that's kind of how I feel about children. Because I'm over here worried about fucking dogs and shit. But it's like now it's fucking people, you know. You see kids, you think they're cute, and then you know, I don't want to take a kid home with me. First of all, that's illegal. Second of all, I'm not a fucking weirdo, but, you know, if I had my own, if I fucking grew my own kid, it's just, the thought of it, it's just so stressful. Sometimes I think about it, it's like, am I too autistic to have a kid? You know, is a kid too much stimulation for me? Like, as a family, you know? You can't really just... I mean, allegedly, they're normal people, right? But normal people are always like, it's okay to take a break and have time to yourself. Yeah, that's what Casey Anthony did, and look what happened with her. I don't know, man. I can't see myself just having a kid and it's like 4 or 5 years old and I'm like, I'm overstimulated. Let me get out of here. You know, I don't even think I have that in me. I would just deal with it and then fucking get on this podcast and just start screaming in my car or something, maybe, you know? So there's that. We're 32 minutes into the podcast. We've done so much. We've exercised. We've talked about skateboarding. We've talked about children. We've talked about dogs. We've talked about journaling. I've been journaling a lot, man. I've been journaling a lot. It's a lot of stuff in this journal here, but might be time for a new one soon. I got a joke book. Maybe I should write that fucking joke down, dude. I have a joke book that somebody gave me, and it's just it's been months. Let's see what was the last joke I wrote in here. God, it's like buried under a bunch of shit. Let's see. Shit. Okay, it's been some time. It's been since late September since I wrote a joke. Yeah, Charlie Kirk really died leaning to the left. I wrote that a day after he died. People like that one. Did you know? Oh, here's a joke. Hold on, let me write this one down, and then I had a joke in my head. Today is the 24th, 25th. The closest thing. Sorry, guys, I'm writing. The closest thing I like. No, wait. The closest thing to pasta that I like is pizza. I don't know. That was a real thought that I had. I said on the phone with some friends and they thought it was funny, so I wrote it down. And then I ran it by my wife. She also said it was funny. Okay. Yeah, dude. Late September, did you know if you jam a screwdriver into an electrical outlet, it will mess with the wiring and meter of your house, and your electricity bill will be free until they figure it out. So the punchline for that is you're not going to have any power because you're going to fuck up the thing, and you're not going to have any electricity bill because there's no power in your house, so you can't use the electricity. And so you're going to have free power. That's a joke. And the thing about that joke, it might not sound so funny on paper or whatever, but the thing about that is that I said that to somebody once and they go, wait, really? And that's what makes it funny to me in my head and the people around that heard that conversation. Because it makes the fucking person that said, oh, wait, really? Sound like the biggest fucking retard ever. And that's why that's funny. You say something that's so stupid, so fucking dumb, and somebody out there will go, really? And that in itself is comedy to me. Moving forward, yeah, September 5th. Yeah, I was kind of on a roll with some jokes. I took a break. Yeah, what do you call a black Guatemalan? Like watermelon. Yep. Here's one. They say you have a higher chance of getting struck by lightning before winning the lottery. Says who? Who did the math on that? And who checked? It's like adult Santa Claus. Okay, I got a text message. This might be important. No, it's not. It's not important. So we had some coffee. We had some water. Checking the suicide logs. I forgot to make an announcement that I was gonna do a podcast and give people things to write down or whatever in terms of questions or whatever, but I don't know. Whoa, watching a game of Skate on Instagram opened it up. Frontside shove revert. That's a good fucking sheesh. Sheesh, hard flip. Ooh, what a hard flip. I want to see this guy's laces. It looks like he doesn't have laces on the front of his shoe. Switch front shove. Switch flip. Switch flip. Oh, give him a letter with the switch flip. Burial, heal, revert. People are doing reverts and shit. Oh, Nolly Trey. Wow. Switch shove. Switch shove. Switch varial kick flip. Switch very. That boy almost did a tray. Switch tray. Sorry, guys. I'm listening to a game of skate or watching a game of skate. It's like, not to be rude or anything, but it's absolutely mind-boggling when you see somebody who's like they're huge, bit fat or strong, like if they're almost 200 pounds or something, and they're doing the craziest skateboard tricks. It just really gets me thinking, like, anybody can do this shit, you know? What exactly is a bigger flip? Is that like a tray flip 180? Like a fakie tray flip 180? Big flip. I think that's probably what a big flip is. Oh, shit.
Switch hard flip.
Oh, front shove pretzel. Took the letter. I want to see that hard flip. See that? Where's that hard flip? All right, whatever. That was insane. What else is going on with me, huh? Yeah, I'm just thinking about those Supreme trucks and like what setup I want to put them on, or what deck, and I just think I might not. I might just hold on to them for a little bit. Until I'm ready or something. I'm not sure. I have too many boards, dude. If I get this, then I'm like missing a bearing. I have some things I need to do. And it's like, right now I have 4 completes. There's a chance of me having 5 full completes. A fucking skateboard for every day of the work week or business hour week. You know what the fuck I'm trying to say. But I'm just like looking at these trucks and seeing how much life. I still got a lot of life in these trucks. Let me sit this down here. Just like how there's a lot of life in me. I saw this video the other day. I think he's 41 years old, and he's about to have hip replacement surgery. I think it's his left hip. I don't know which hip it is, but I'm pretty sure he's a professional skater. The name sounds familiar. I think he was like on the 9 Club or something. I don't really listen to 9 Club like that. I'm not that deep into the skate culture yet, and I kind of hope not to be. I don't want the skateboarding and the people that are around it to be. I don't want it to just like consume my mind, you know? I kind of just want to do my own thing, and whatever I do is what I do. I'm trying to just be a customer, you know? I'm not really trying to make a difference or make a splash or anything, or make business, make money. That's not really what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to do is just enjoy my life. And I don't really want the stressors of probably one of the hardest businesses to get into is skateboarding. But yeah. I have more faith in me becoming a successful stand-up comedian than I do being a professional skater. Not even a professional skater, just like making any kind of money. And if I did, I feel like I'd have imposter syndrome to the max. Like, bro, I can't even switch tray flip, and I'm over here on YouTube asking people to subscribe to my Patreon or whatever. I'd rather, you know, nobody's came up with that fucking Charlie Kirk joke yet, you know? Some real shit. Is this a real plant? It is. It's still alive. Jeez. I got a plan here. I've been neglecting this bitch. It's still alive, though. Jeez. So yeah. We're at 44 minutes. What's a calisthenic that's good for the rear delts? I don't know why, but push-ups kind of makes me feel like it is, but I don't think so. Let's pull out the handy-dandy phone.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Calisthenic rear delt exercises. Calisthenics. Rear delt exercises. Focus on rows and reverse flies using rings. Face pulls. So it's rings. Well, look at that. What are those? Australian push-ups? That's a good one. What works out what muscles for handstand push-ups? Shoulders, deltoids, especially the front delts, interior, lateral head, plus triceps and elbow extensions. Look at this picture. So you're kind of using like your ass and your front quads to balance. But really for a handstand pushup, it's a lot of triceps and it's a lot of chest. It's a lot of triceps and chest, baby. I kind of want to do some pushups. Let's do 10 pushups, man. Let's do 10, like, really slow, good push-ups. Oh. Just moving these. I got the tripod. Let me lower this tripod even more. Okay, we're on the ground. Let's do 10 really good, slow, good form push-ups. Uh-huh. I'm in the push-up position, folks. Trying to steady, really get straight here. Push-up position is feeling difficult to hold. I'm just holding it up. I'm just flexing and I'm just thinking, dude, if you can't even hold the push-up position for fucking 17 minutes, what makes you think you can hold a handstand position? I'm trying to bring my ass down a little bit. All right, here we go. That's one. Yes. It's two. I don't know if you hear me crack. It's three. I'm shaking after three push-ups. Four. A little slower. Five. Halfway there, bitch. Don't be a bitch. Halfway there. Six. If you really want to fucking kill yourself, just hold the push-up position until you fucking die, bitch. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Yes. Woo. Woo. 10 push-ups. Some of the hardest 10 push-ups of my life, you know? I did it real slow. I don't know how long I was holding that push-up position for. Yes. Yes. Oh, man. Did I mention I ate some Eggos before this podcast? That's all I've eaten today. It's fucking Eggos, dude. And, man, that felt fucking good. That felt good. Let's have some water. Sheesh. Man, that felt good. 10 push-ups. Felt like 100. Oh. Yeah, I waited like 30 seconds before I started trying any push-ups, just holding that push-up position. And then I went back to sitting in my stupid chair. That felt good, man. And it's like, you know, who really, I mean, some people do it, but not many people can just naturally do a handstand push-up without any practice. You know, you gotta practice at doing handstand push-ups. And so, it's just about being a ninja, you know, just adapting to your surroundings and stuff like that, you know. It links with everything, man. You know, you work on some push-ups, it might help you be better at the guitar. Somehow, some way, I don't know. You do some push-ups. How have I not caught my breath yet? Trying to bring my heart rate down. You do some push-ups, it could help you taking fall damage when you fall off your fucking skateboard, you know? And what else I got going on here? So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to look at these wheels and see which one's bigger. I have these old wheels that are like at least 17, 18 years old. And then I got these other wheels that are like only 2 years old. But I've been skating hard with the 2-year-old skateboard. And all while my dog is just right here, huh? Hello, Wiki. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you up. Damn, you were in a deep-ass sleep, huh? Deep-ass sleep while I'm out here fucking skateboarding. Or working out. Yeah, dude, these wheels are damn near the same fucking size, actually. That's kind of nutty right there, yo. I kind of want to look. I bet the ground's still wet. I want to skate, but I don't even have time, really, being real. Yeah, the ground's still wet. I'm not even going to really fully look, but I see it. And, what time is it? We're at 52 and a half minutes. I'll probably do 10 more push-ups for y'all. I'm gonna just ride a little bit. My main setup, I got my first ever 8-3-8 deck earlier. And that I'm a fucking fan of. I like this. I don't know if I'd want to put some independent trucks on this. I don't know. The only thing is that the grip tape is kind of fucked. And I think it's from getting it from CCS. CCS stands for California Cheapskates. And it's just like, how do I say? It doesn't make sense to me, except for like packing purposes, that they would fucking fold the grip tape up hella. Like they rolled it up into a fucking ball. And it's like, it's like, how do I say? I feel like it puts creases. Like, it's all creased up. And it gives a bigger chance for fucking, fuck you call it? Air pockets? Yeah, air pockets. Even though I get that perforated grip tape. But it's like, I bought a deck, too. This is a different deck. It's one that's hanging on my wall. I don't think I'm ever going to skate this one that's hanging on my wall. But it's like, just, it's already coming in like a long box. You can't fold the deck up. So just put the grip tape up against it too, you know? If that makes sense. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. Oh. All right. I think I'll hit another 10. 10 push-ups for y'all, huh? So let's go. Let's put this down. I'm gonna kinda do it with my feet on the skateboard. So I'm kinda inclined up. So, boom. Boom. Don't get anywhere. All right, 10 push-ups, real quick. Hold on, that doesn't count. I have to move this. All right, here we go. Quick 10 piece for you. It's like I'm falling. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Easy. Let's get back on the board. Yeah. Woo. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Has it been an hour yet? Almost. 56 minutes. We covered a lot. We covered so much. I hope we all learned something here today. All right, guys. It's 12 o'clock. I think it's time to get out of here soon, huh? Ugh, dog's stretching. Yeah, I gotta fucking shower and shave my face and look normal. Some would say maybe even look good. Dutch. charge my phone, camera, all kinds of shit. So I think I'm gonna get out of here. I'll see you guys later. Bye. 58 minutes. If I could leave you anything, just be patient. Be patient. And understanding. If I don't see you until next year, Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Try to get through the holidays without blowing your shit smooth off. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.